and Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis. Let us see the Tosfos, the Masel Kaifen. Kaifen is Rabbi, we hear in the Mishnah, Achatzi Yevet V'Achatzi Ben Choyren, is Kaifen is Rabbi, V'Oysa Oysa Ben Choyren. And the Odin is Meshachar. V'in Taima, so Tosfos is, V'chi Aymrim, L'Odom Chatei, K'day She'yizkir Chavirecho. He says, the Yevet is a problem, true. Cannot be Mekayim, even Shabbos Kodohu. So because of his problem, do we tell the Odin to be over and Aveda? The Odin is over, Loin Ben Kavaydu. Och Yalapel Kamba de Shabbos, Gabi Hidvik Pas Petano. Someone was Madvik, a Pas, Somot Lecha Sheikha. And it will bake in Shabbos. So the Gemara class, the Shaila, someone is permitted to be right in the past, be Matsurim from an Issa Skila. The Gemara says, in Imram Lodom Chatei Kedei Sheyizke Chavirecho. Yishloima, the Datka Hosom Amrin and Hochi, Mishum de Posha. That he had no right to do what he had done. The problem that he finds himself in is, he made it on himself. Shehidvik samach l'hashaycha. Havol hoche de loy posha, but here the Eved wasn't posha whatsoever loy. So here there is no cloud of ein oimrim l'odam chatei. V'chein b'perik basra de revin omar, koin sha'osu lo yabeles, for koin got a yabeles award, which is a mum, chaveiro chaytcha loy b'shinov, the Kovet Shvus, so he's permitted to do a Shvus, in order that the first Koyin, the Baal HaYavelo, should be able to do the Avoid. These are the Rabbonons. V'chein b'reish tamid nishchat omar, mechusor kapore, v'yavei psochim, a person who's a mechusor kapore. That means he is unable to become toyer the kochim unless he brings a korban. Tzoyre, azov, and it's erev Pesach, and he did not bring the korban that will be metayer him. They were already makriv the tomet shel ben arbayim, and in order for him to be capable, we mekayim the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, he has to first be makriv, is Korban that's metayrim, he's a mechusa kaporim. In order that this should be done, the kahanim will have to be over on an essay of Aleh Hashlein, that all the kabonis have to be nikrav after the tomit shol shachar. And they were already makriv the tomit shol bein arbayim. So the Gemara says, the Esed the Pesach, Sheyesh by Korah, is Tachi Esed Bashlam. He says, Lamaise, it is Kedai to be Oiva Esed Bashlam in order to be Mekam the Esed of Pesach, the Esed of Pesach is more Choma. But Al Koponim, we have to understand that there are two different people involved. The Mechusa Kapora, the Yisroel, he'll be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Pesach, and the Koyim, who's Makriv, and Makdir, the Korban, he's over the Esav HaShlomeh. Alme ka'ovri kahane be'esav HaShlomeh teshizge zeh be'Pesach. So Memele, so Tosfos brought three cases that we do say, Oimrim Lodam Chatei. And Tosfos was Magdir that as long as he wasn't a Pesheya, so Imam Lodom Chatei. Davke, the Gemara in Shabbos, that the Madvik as a pass was a Pesheya. Now Tosfos Akarshe, וחצי השיבחה וחצי בסחוירן דקופו עשרה בו משום דנוגו בו מנק הפקר. אמין זה בקויף את האודוי שיבוז מזנים אחרים and she was machshel acherim, so they were koifa the odoi to be mishachero, then she'll find the husband that will be mishamero. So lachere here, we are telling the odoi to be choyte in order to be matzo, the putzim who are poysheya, those who are mezana with the zicha poyshim, and in order to be matzal them from a chet, we force the other. So we see that this is not the only klal by ein other ein rim lodom chate. Ava gav dein poishim, ver poishim. So Taisa says, even shahiv se mechazer es acheim es adalkan is nois kshivi to onse. That's not called poishim. If the Nisayin is put in front of him, so my male that's called an Einis, not a Peshaya. Va'oid the mitzvah the Rabbim Shani. Then Taisu says, there's another cheshbon over here. The only time we say that Ein Eimrim La'odam Chatei B'shul Sheyuzke Chavirecho is if it's a one-on-one basis. That means I'm doing the chet to be matzel someone else. So we don't tell a yochid to do a chet to be matzel a yochid. But a mitzvah d'rabim, here we be matzel many people. Many people are all alachtoi. So here there's no cloud. I mean, imrim v'odam chatei. The Goyin in the Erechayim and Simen Shin Vov Sif Yudalid, the Mechabos says as follows. Misha Sholchu Loi, a person got a message, Shehoitziyo Bitoi Mibay Soi B'Shabbos, Loitziyo Mechlal Yisrael, that missionaries came to his house, and they took out his daughter, and the purpose was to shmata. Mitzvah losum laderech pomav lishtadl batzalosum. So there's a mitzvah on the father who hears such a psula, he should do everything possible. Mechaber speaking about to go chutz l'tchum, afilu atzadarai sedike tchum. The Mishnah Berurah brings down, one is permitted to be over kol lametes molochis, in order to be matzel his daughter from being gishmak. So the Goyin says over there that the Messech Eliezer explains the Goyin that in Emerson from our Taisvis we have here two gedolim. Emerson Taisvis didn't fear us. Taisvis asks Akasha from our Mishneh. Our Mishnah says that that the Kaifan is Rabbi. And Taisa said one parrot that by if he's not a Peshaya, so then we're Kaifan. And Taisa says there's a Shaila, are they Peshim, are they not Peshim? Taisa says Mitzvah Darabim Shani. So the Goyin says that the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch paskins that in order to be Imrim, Lo'odam Chatei Bishvil Shayiske Chabirecha, we need two factors. One factor we need, it should be Lo'i Pasha. And that's why it says, Shehoitziyoi Bitoi. That means if his daughter Rachman Nitzlan wanted to shmat herself, and he can go and rescue her, he's not allowed to. She was a peshay. Now speaking about Hitziyah Bitter, they took her out by force. And then there's a cheshbon of mitzvah rabbi, which Emerson By us, we also have a mitzvah Shabbos and a mitzvah Rabbe. The mitzvah Rabbe, Taisha said before, Leshay Baruch Hu Shabbos, so this is Shabbos and a mitzvah Rabbe. So, Memele, there are two factors, Loi Posha and the mitzvah Rabbe. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskens. So, Memele, where the Medubar is, she'll shmat herself, so she'll be, she'll never do any mitzvahs. So even though Shabbos is shokel keneged kola teira kula, but one chilul Shabbos or one day of chilul Shabbos is called a smaller issa compared to if she'll shmad herself and she's yaitse miklau yisrael. So therefore the Goyim says the Shulchan Aruch paskins lahalachi, you need two factors in order to say la'odam chatei. Number one, there's no pshia mitzad b'chaytei. And number two, you have a mitzvah rabbe, or like Taisha says, a mitzvah d'rabbe. Let us start the Gemara. Tana rabbono, a mishacha chatzi yavdoi. A person is mishacha chatzi yavdoi. Rabbi Oima Kone, so Rabbi says it becomes Meshucha. Half becomes Meshucha. V'chachomim Oimrim Loi Kone. Omar Rabbi, so Rabbi said, Machloikis B'shtar. The Machloikis Rabbi and the Chachomim is, if he wrote a Shtar al Chetshe. The Rabbi, so Rabbi holds, V'hevdo Loi Nivdoso, Oichupsho Loi Nitem Lo, V'makish Shtar al Kesef. Makes of ben kuloi ben chetzioi, because that's such vehefto loy nivdoso, means pduyo veina pduyo. That means that if she was partially nivde, that's through kesef. Then there's a hekesh, so we see by kesef that one can make a partial pidyon. Pduyo veina pduyo. Oichush pshaloi nitan lo, speaking about the shichur of shtal. So Rebbe holds makish shtar lekesef, makesef ben kuloi ben chetzioi, av shtar nami ben kuloi ben chetzioi. The Rabbonan gomri lolo meisha. Rabbonan hold, you learn out shtar lolo meisha, maisha chetzioloi. There's no such concept of a isha that's partially giget. Af evid nami chetzioloi. So the machlokes is, if we are makish shtar to kesef. That's what Rabbi said. Aber be kesef, do the hakel kone. But by kesef, everyone holds that one can make a partial pidyon, p'duya ve'ena p'duya. That's a taich ve'hefta loyniv dosa. It's partially padui. So the pasuk says, klo, you can make a partial pidyon. So that's a davar muskim, the machlokes, Rebbe, and the Chachamim is, are we makish shtar the kesef. Zot Rashi, kone, babi chetshei, ben choyrim. Behevda, loy nivdosan, rabbi shivcha charufe, ike de dorishlei, bepduya, veina ptuya lekamon, meseches krisis, chetshei shivcha, vechetshei bas choyrim. Ustav pdiye, bekesef, ubisho bekesef. Chupsha loy niten lo, haynu shtar, de goma lo lo meisha. Ma kesef ben kuloi ben chetshoi to the yalef me vehefta loy nivdoso. And that's what Rabbi holds. And the Rabbonan hold, ma isha le chetshoi loy, el isha mizgareshes mi baila le chatzoi. So the mail is that there's no shichol le chatzoi. So the Gemara says further, Leime Bahoke Miflugi. So what's the machloikis according to Rabbi, Rabbi and the Chachomim? The Mar Sova Hekei Shadife. That means I have two limudim over here. I can learn out shtar from kesef, and I can learn out shtar from get. That's a Gzei Rishove. The Mar Sova, Rabbi holds Hekei Shadife. Or Mar Sova, Gzei Rishove Adife. So the Mar says, like, the kulame gzeirishava adife. Everyone knows the gzeirishava is better than a hekesh. כשאני הוכס, what is the סבור of רבי, דיקלו מפרח, מעלה איש השכן אינו יויצא בכס. If you want to learn out, that just like by איש, השטל לחצויים doesn't help, so who would in by ever the השטל לחצויים won't help. No, I have a pilche on this gzere shove. Mali isha shikain eina yoitzo the kesef. An isha doesn't go out the kesef. Eime be'eved she yoitze the kesef. But an eved is yoitze the kesef. That is the svara of Rebbe. Now we have to see Rashi. Rabbanan sovi gzere shove odif. Now, what's the svara, the delosh of kinin gzeira shove? We won't leave a gzeira shove yopinim a hekish. The Rebbe saw a hekish of it. The chiyikul a mail of me hekish am a gzeira shove, shav kinin gzeira shove yopinim a hekish. That's what the Gemara wanted to say. So the Gemara says, no, the kulam a gzeira shove a dife. So why is a gzeira shove better? So Rashi is two mahalchim. The kibin, the mufnali droish. If the Torah wrote an extra word in order to make the Gzeirah Shavah, Avalei Kiman the Kosvei Begufei the Kro Yeseru. He says, this extra word was put in to tell us this Drosha. So it's like the Drosha says already Befeish in the Pasuk, because it's an extra word to tell me this. Bechila Mufne Nami, or a fellow who will say the Gzeirah Shavah is not Mufne, aber ein lahashiv aler kimen de misinai gamrinen lo ve ze mesoir am gzeir shav ve nodem don gzeir shav ma atsmai is there for e adifa me hekish. So Rashi would seem to be saying that but a hekish, you don't need a mesoir to be done a hekish. If the metzius is that these two things are hukish, they're lozeh, so adam don me atsmai. There's a psakasha Rashi in Sukkot says by Hekish, you also need a Messiah. But al kaponim, this Rashi seems to say not like that. So al kaponim, so the Gemara says that Gzeirah Shavah is better than Hekish. Aye, so what's the score of Rabbi? So Rabbi said, we can't learn out Gzeirah Shavah. I have a pir on Gzeirah Shavah, shekain eina yoitze bekasa. Because you know why an isha is not nizgarish lachatzoim, shekein eni yoitze bekesef, lefikoch eino mizgareshes lachatzoim. Taime b'shivche, sheyoitze bekesef, hilka kinafke b'shtar, teitze af lachatzoim. Is lechoyre, we have to understand what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is coming in with a bill. But you can't learn out Shifre from Isha because Isha is not Yoitze Bekesef. Lefichach, therefore, Eina Miskareshus Lachatzoim. Shifre is Yoitze Bekesef. So therefore, with Yoitze Bishtazna is Miskareshus Lachatzoim. It could be Pshat in Rashi is as follows. We mentioned a few times the Masas Moshe in the beginning of Masechtas Kedushin, Benagei Olano, just a part of what he says. He says that there are different inyonim by Ishus. There's a kinyan, a Ishonikness. There's Isurim, the Osola, Kolam, the Kehegdish. That, Benagei Olano, this is enough. And he says that each Maisa kinyan is Miyuchid for one of these two inyonim. Kinyan Kesef, we learn out Kicha Kicha Mistay Efrain. So just like over there, the Stay Efrain was purchased with Kesef, so he could purchase Anisha, he can be Koina Anisha. Kesef is your Koina. It's a Maisa kinyan. Shtar is an Oyser. Just let's look at Get, by Get. But what is the Nusar? Right, Muteres L'chol Odom. So we see Get, we learn now Shtar Kedushin from Get. So Shtar Kedushin is the opposite of Get. So Get is Mata the Yisar, and Beshtar Kedushin, also La Kulam Kedushin. So each Maise has a different Tafkit. Shtar works on the Issa, Kesef works on the Tzadkinyan. Then he says, but everything falls into the place. That means you make Kinyan Kesef, the Surim are also Chal, but the Maise Kinyan, I'm starting with a Kinyan of Kesef. Or I make an Issa, the Kinyan is also Chal, but I'm starting with a Shtar Ha'issa. So let us go further. Im Kainim Anachnu, that by Isha, the get is a matter. So it could be that the concept of being matter, this Isha, there's an Isha on the Isha, I want to be matter, half of the Isha. Again, there's no such concept. I want to be matter, half of the Isha. In the gather of matter, the musig of half does not apply. So therefore, by get, you have to be matter the whole Isha. You can't say that, and Isha misgareshes mi baila lachatzoin. You matter half the Isha. Masha'en came by Shivche, there's another Yitzhiya. There's the Yitzhiya of Kesef. The Hefta. There's a Yitzhiya of Kesef. Now, the Yitzhiya of Kesef is a Yitzhiya of Kinyan. Now, we are Makish, Shtar, Chupsha, Leinitin Lo, to the Hefta. So, it could very well be that the Shtar of Shivcha does the same thing what Kesef does. It's a Shtar Kinyan Taket. Arei, Aat Ben Choyren. Could be the Shtar doesn't work with Issa. The Shtar works with Kinyan. And we're Makish Shtar to Kesef. That's why we're Makish. That means since there is a Yitzia of Kesef by Shivche, so therefore I could say, so you could be Kaina yourself. And I could be Kaina half of myself also. In Kinyan, there's no Hagbolas how much you have to be Kaina. I can be kind of half of myself. So since there's a Yitzhiya of Kinyan, so Shtar could work out Shtar Kinyan. A Shtar could work out Shtar Kinyan. So Mimele, so therefore, so there could be that as Pshat and Rashi. Rashi says that the Lefichach, Shekein Einu Yoitze Bekesef Lefichach, so there's no Yitzhiya of Kinyan. The whole Yitzhiya over there is a Yitzhiya of Mimata de Israel, if you can aina misgareshes lachatsoi, taime beshivcha sheyoitza bekesa, hilka kinavke bishtar, feitzach lachatsoi, we'll say the shtar works the way kesa works. It's a shtar kinya. So that is how Rabbi explained the machlekes, Rebbe and the Chachamim. So, Sarabi said that by Kesef, everyone is Maida. You can make a Mikzah Shichur. Because it says enough in the Pasuk, you have to learn Nivdoso. Now the Shaila is, do I learn out Shtar, lo Meisha, or do I learn out Shtar from a Hekish to Kesef? Rabbi Yosef Omar, Machlekes Bekesef. Rabbi Yosef says, no. The machlokes of the Chachamim and Rebbe is in Kesef alone. The Rebbe saw the Hevdalei Nivdosa, Pduye Veine Pduye. The Rabbon and Sovri, the Brotor, Kaloshim, Bnei Yodam, Faker, they hold there's no such drosha. By Kesef Gufe, there's no such halacha that you could be paid a half a shivcha. Avo b'shtar, divir hakeloi kome. Faker, shtar, we have a gzeir shove. Shtar, we have a Gzeira Shavim. Everyone is masking that a Gzeira Shavim is other from medication. Let us see what Rashi says. Dibra Torah, Aloy Lom Shifra Gemura Mishtoi. The Pasuk is speaking about a Shifra Gemura, but after she wasn't Nivdei in Gans. That's Pshat in the Pasuk. Like on it, the Gamalolo Meisha.
Gemara weiter, Meisre is Esger Kashen Rav Yosef. We learned, HaMeshacher Chatzi Avdoi Bishtal. Rabbi Yoyme Kone, V'chamomim Rav Yoyme, so here it says Klo, not like Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, Machloikis Bekesav, Avdoi Bishtal Kula Alme. Everyone holds Loikone, Divrei Haker Loikone, and here it says Klo, that Rabbi holds, Meshacher Chatzi Avdoi Bishtal, Rabbi Yoyme Kone. Tiyufte, the Rav Yosef, Tiyufte. So Rav Yosef is obkefek, we see Klo, that Rabbi holds, it can be Meshacher, Chatzi Avdoi Bishtal. So the Gemara says, let's be medayik, Bishtal, who the pligi. The Baraisa says, the Machlik is Bishtal, Meshacher, Chatzi Avdoi Bishtal. Rabbi Yoyme Kone, V'chachomim Lomim Loi Kone. So the whole Chachomim were only said by Shtar. Abba, by Kesav, Leimet, Evet Yufte, Rabbi Yosef, the Leimet, name of Bishtar, who the Pligi, Abba, by Kesav, Loi Pligi. So a double, as Rabbi Yosef had said, two statements, that the Chachomim are Chaylik, it was a double Machlikas here, the Tabit. Number one, that Rebbe also holds Bishtar, you cannot be Meshacher Chatzi Avdoi. That we see Klonitazai, Rebbe says that you could be Meshacher Chatzi Avdoi. Then he said another thing, that Bekesef, what Rabbi said, everyone holds you can be Meshacher Chatzi Avdoi Bekesef. Rabbi Yosef had said, the Chacham Amod, you can't be Meshacher Chatzi Avdoi. Dibotei Golosh Mneyodam. Leime the heavy tiyufte the Rabbi Yosef betalti. Omalucha Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef said no. That is no raya. Pligi Bishtar. They're attacking Chaylik Bishtar. That's what the Baraisa says. Who had him bekes? The Machlik is bekes also. The Chachomim hold Dibrotei Kaloshim B'nayoda. Oh, the Kamifligi Bishtar Loidi Achal Kaychei the Rebbe. To tell you that Rebbe holds Afilu Bishtar is Meshucha. In fact, the Gemara of Liflegi Bekesav of the Yachal Koichon the Rabbonon, that be Mechatz and Beshacher Chatz Yavdi Bekesav, Gemara Koich the Teira Odiflei. It's better to say a Koich the Teira. It's going to tell us the late Rebbe that Afilu Bishtar Yikimi Meshacher Chatz Yavdi, you don't learn how to say Rishav Alolom Yisha. Zot Rashi, Dibra Teira Loilom B'Shifre Gemura Mishtoi. The pasuk speaking about the Shifre Gemura. Loikone the Goma Lolom Eisha. Mishtach or the Plig or the Poch Neme Baach Mas Nise Shtar Noka Davke. The Barais is only speaking about Shtar Dibra Bekesev Dibra Hakel Kone. Everyone holds your coin. Neme Tavikiv said Rav Yosef Betarti. Chode the Omar Bishtar Rabbi Moide, Vorche Tanya de Polik. Vo'oid Omar Rav Yosef de Bekesef Pligi, Ubereise Daike de Bekesef Moide Rabbonon de Kone. That you mentioned only Shtar. Yachel Koiche de Rebbe, da filu Bishtar. Dike le Migmal Olomishe, de loy Tepek Lachatzoim. Polik. So the Gemara asked, let him speak about Kesef. Yachel Koiche de Rabbonon, da filu Bekesef, dike le Midrash, vehefto loy Nifnosa Pligi. So the Gemara says, that's why he spoke about Shtar, to tell us the Koyach the Teira of Rebbe. Toshma, so the Gemara says, Vehevdo, Barais, Vehevdo, Yochel Lakel, she was completely Nifte, Talmud Loima, Loi Nifdoso, she wasn't Nifte. Maybe it means that she was Bechlal, not Nifdo. Tamad Loima, Vehevto, it says Vehevto. Okay, Tzad, Pduyo, Ve'eno Pduyo, Bekesev, Ubisho Bekesev. Now, before we go further, let's just see Rashi. Look, Rashi Yochel Lakel, Behevdo Yochel Lakel Shekulo Pduyo. She's completely podoy. Vinis al sola vedidri, kromishtoi. The comma, the la yumsu machmas nil. The pasuk is coming to tell us that you don't kill the boil and the shifre machmas nil. And that's pshatan pasuk, the hefto, that she was nifte. Tamad loima, loy nifdos. No, she wasn't nifte. E loy nifdosa yochel akel, loy nifdosa klau. Vlochi mechayev osham abiyodido. Hoyu benis yachdo levedivri, shemuta beshivcha. Yeah. Now, I'd like to mention a few things on these two rashis. We have here the hevdo leinivdosa, and there's a hava minim, the baraisa, that maybe the hevdo means that she was completely podly. No, you can't say that. It says leinivdosa. Then there's a mahala, maybe leinivdosa completely. It says the hevdo. But al koponim, it would seem from the baraisa that without other words, I could learn pshat and posik, behefta means niftis kule. I could learn pshat and posik, loy nivdosa means loy nivdosa kule. But since it says this combination of words, so mele I have to make a tziluf of pduyo ve'ena pduyo. Now, kan shoyel aben, let's speak about the first mahalach, Yachol nivdis kula. Now, if she was nivdis kula, so why is it loyimsu take? So she do a paid alagamri. Why is it loyimsu? So dachsach me according to this havamine. Pshat in the pasuk is like Rav Shimon. We heard before that flametesam at base. Rav Shimon holds kesef is in gaima, and Rashi says over there that if you would sniff this kula, according to Rabbi Shimon, you're also not chayiv misa. Because kesef is only mafkiya de shibut, but it's not mafkiya de kinyan issa. So Mamela, I have a very good havamina. I have a havamina that this isha, and speaking about she's pduya, and the pasuk is telling us, afopikin is not chayiv misa. Now, Rashi mentions, but according to this Havamina, let us see what Rashi says. Shekula pduyo. Vinis arso le'eved ivri. There was Eresen. So Eresen means that there was a Maisekinyan over here. There was Kesef, Shtar, there was a Maisekinyan over here. Nis arso le'eved ivri. There was an Eresen, Kromishtoi. The comma, and so the pasuk is telling us a chiddush. The chiddush of the pasuk is the layumsu machmas niyuf, that they don't die machmas niyuf. Talmud loy maloy nivdos. Now Rashi says machmas niyuf. Now that's where Rashi is meirdik meduik. We'll see the next Rashi. But Rashi says a different lashon there. Rashi says in Chumash in Parshas Yisroi. Ein niyuf elo ba'ishas ish. The taitch of niyuf loisinof, that it says in the Seres HaDibris, Sarashi says, ein niyuf elo ba'ishas ish. And Rashi brings a pasuk in Yecheskel, ho isha hameno efes tachas isha tikaches zorin. So the pasuk says that she's married. She's tachas rishus isha, tachas rishus bailo. Aisha. So the pasuk says niyuf. Aisha amina efes tachas isha. She's rishus bailo, and she's a menai. That's called niyuf. So dach sechmir. The taitch of niyuf is that she's Burshus Baila, she has a husband. And let's elaborate one Nikudah more. We had mentioned that Aisha is Koni Labaila, is a Kenyan. And also there's Isurim, there's Anishas Ish, is Chayvikrisis, there's Isurim. Chenik, it's Chayvim Mrs. Bezdin, with Isurim, with Akinyan and Isurim. Now, just for 1 minute, I'd like to mention the Machlekes, the Avnei Miluyim, and the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua we'll have later in Daf Mem Gimel. The Gemara says it's not shayach to have such a concept of an Aisha space mason, that one woman should be married to two, have two husbands, for the Yibim, from two husbands. So the Pnei Yeshua says, I have a Hechatimse, I have a very good Hechatimse, that you have a Chatzi Shifcha, a Chatzi Baschoyim, and marry one Eved. Now it's not a Chayvi Mrs. Best, it's only an Oshon. And then she married another Eved. Two husbands. There's no Chayvi Krisis. A condition of Chayvi Stifet. A condition of Stifet and Chayvi Lavan. It's the Chayvi Oshav. So she has two husbands. And then they both died. It's Aisha Shnei Mason. What is the problem? This is the Bnei Yeshua's Akasha. So Bnei Yeshua answers. He says, I got news for you. If she's Reuben's wife, she can't be Shimon's wife. If she belongs to Reuben, she can't belong to Shimon. So forget about Isurim. Als Kinyan, if she's Koni le Reuben, she can't be Koni le Shimon. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says. The Avnei Miluim asks on this Pnei Yeshua, on Shuldik, he says, I have a Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara says, how do you know Kedushin is not Toifes by an Eishas Ish? It's schwacher than no larayish, yesh hetal isur. Smol says, we learn that from Hekish to Rabbi Yaineh. As is it the Gemara. So the Gemara needs a limut to tell me that Kedushin is not toifis by nashis ish. He says, why need a limut? I'm a pnei yeshu, but him tzanachas. Kedushin can't be toifis with a nashis ish. She's Rubens, she can't be Shemitz. So he says, weiss to istar yesod is bachlau, mishtan emesu yesod, there's no such thing. The only reason Kedushin is in Teifes by an Eishas Ish is out of the Chayvei Krisis, because she's an elder, and it's a Mamela. Ein Achanami, by a Shivcha Charufet, Shaykh, they have two husbands. I, the Gemara's Kasha, that won't come there, Mir Tzashem. But on Koponim, let us just go back to the Pnei Yeshua now. The Pnei Yeshua was Megala to us that there's two Inyanim and Ishus. There's an Inyan of Kenyan, Tachas Isha, and then there's Isurim. So Lechoyre, according to the Havamina of the Gemara the Havamina, in the Ochosha Nivtis Kula. So Nivtis Kula means she's completely Podui, he married her, and they're not Chai, and Rashi's telling us what the Chiddush is. V'lo Yumsu, and there's no Chiyumisa, even though there's Niv. V'lo Yumsu Machmas Niv. That's what the Pesuk is telling us. That means I could, besides, it says, Lo Nivdosa, I can't say that that's Pesuk. Oh, but without the Lo Nivdosa, I would say the Pesuk is telling us that even though there was in Gansan Nivdis Bekesef, Lo Yumsu Machmas Niv. In Lo Choyre, what is the Pesuk telling us? There was Eresen. There was Kinyanishus. So Lo Choyre, the Pesuk is telling us that the Chiyiv Misa of Eishasish is not totally in the Kinyan. The Chiyiv Misa of the Avesishis is tolling the Chaymer Eisav. And if there's no Chaymer Eisav, if there's no Skila, there's no Chenik, so Memele, because there's no, why is there no Chaymer Eisav? Because there's still a Kinyan Issa. She can't become, she's not completely Oishivche. The Odin still has the Kinyan Issa. So the Pasuk is coming to tell us, that with the Kinyan, without the Issa, there's no Misa. That's what the Pasuk is called. Even though there's Niyuf. And Niyuf L'chayra means Abim and Naiv Tachas Isha. She has a husband. She has a husband. Of a husband that was not, there's no Kinyan Issa over here. The Kinyan Issa still belongs to the Yadayim. So there's no Chayiv Misa. That's how Rashi explains the Pasuk. If it's speaking about Pduya Kula. Now, we hear another tzad. Eloi Nivdoso Yochel Lekul. Now we have another Mahalach Pshat and Pasik, that she wasn't Nivda Legamri. Deloi Nivdoso Klal. After Lohochi Mechayev Oshom Abiyodido. Hoyil Venishyachta Levedivri Shemuta Bishifra. Now let's look at the Lashon of Rashi. Here Rashi doesn't call it Niyuf. Here Rashi calls it Bia. She was Nivo. And here there's no Edison. Because on the other side, that if the Pasuk means there was no Pdiya whatsoever, so Memela, if there's no Pdiya whatsoever, so there's no Ishus whatsoever. Because she's a shivcha, she's a mamadim al-chama, there's no wishes. So the chiddush is not that you're not chayiv misa, the chiddush is you're chayiv an ha'oshem an yichud. And the emerson, we have such a concept of wishes, the Rambam in Hilchas Ishus says, koide matn teure, so the whole concept of wishes was odom poga be'isha, and the Rabbi Bankit says, they were misyachet. Yichud made issues, so there's a goyish issues. La'acha matn teire. The teire said you have to make a kinyan. So fakir, so we hear it, Rashi is explaining that somewhere to us. We have two mahalchim, how to understand, the parsha of Shivcha Charufe, kula pduya or kula eine pduya. And the Pasuk is telling us, one of two chidushim. If it's cool up to you, so there is Eirisen. There is a concept of Eirisen. But there's no chiyuv misa on the niyuv, because there's still a kinyan issa, which belongs to the Yadayim. So memele, so therefore, there's no chaymer issa of Eishas issa. There's only a kinyan. So then the chidush in the pasuk is you're not chiyuv misa for the kinyan, even though there's a niyuv tachas issa. The second mahalach is that she's a shivcha gemura. There was no pniyah whatsoever. So what was there? There was no erisin, so there was yichud. And the chiddush is that on yichud you bring an osham. A yid has a yichud. This is a yichud of a yid. So a yichud of a yid, nachnat and teire, brings an osham. With a shivcha, that's muta b'shivcha. But the Gemara says that there's only Hava Minis, but it's not Lefiyemis. It says that Heftoloi Nivdos. Now let's go back to the Gemara. Abloim of a Hefto, okay, it's a Pduye Vein a Pduye. So it's Pduye Vein a Pduye. The Kesav of Bishav Kesav. The only yellow bekesa, bishtar minai, tamaloima, beheftalay nivdoso, echub shaloy nitala, that's where we learn the yitzhi of shtar. Ulholan hu oimer, because of law, say for kisa, learn not law law. Mala holan bishtar, chubsha is the very unclear loss and what it means, so we learn how to say the shabbat. Alol bishtar, avkam bishtar. Ainly elo, chetshoy bekesa, oikulay bishtar. So we have here a Tana that holds that Tzai Kesef and Tzai Shtar it's Shaykh to be Mishachar Chetshoy. So the Gemara Bishlam El Rav Yosef Basel the Toysef after he was upkefrag, and he's moide that Rebbe holds by Shtar past Oichet to be Meshacher Chetshoy. Amani Rebbe. So it's good. So this price is going according to Rebbe. According to the Rabbanon, chet she never helps. Elo le rabbe, reishe divrei hakel, the reishe that says that shichur chet she helps by kesef, everyone knows. The sefer, Rebbe, and the sefer that says that it helps by shtar, that's only going according to Rebbe. So it's magne. Amalach rabbe ein, reishe divrei hakel, the sefer Rebbe. Ravashi Omar Rebihi. Ravashi said, no, it's no problem according to Rabbi. You don't have to say Reisha Divrei Hakel Sefer Rebbe. Rebihi, it's going according to Rebbe. That means this Bereis is going according to Rebbe. It's not Reisha Rabbi. The Rabbanon also hold like Rebbe. But this Bereis is a member of Rebbe, and it's telling what Rebbe holds. By Kesef. Shichachet, she helps. Pashta, shichachet, she helps. It's going grave according to Rebbe. The old Barais. Let us see Rashi. Ein of the castle would be the Beit and Avka Lecheres. Vishtar, my name, she yoitzes Lecheres. Ein le lechet, she bekesse, vachoshkin kule. I call it Bishtar, but Chetchi Bishtar, I don't live a man, the Shimshicha Chetchi, a Chetchi Ben Chayrin. So we learn now that it's Mukish to Kes. Bishloi, Merav Yosef, Lobos Adi Toysev, Vokim Nal Koch, and the Tavayu Pligi, a money dumb at the fire, and after the Chatzoy, and Rebbe, so it's going according to Rebbe. Ela, the Rabbi, the Bishtar Pligi. Ah, well, because the Dvir Hakel Kona, Reish, the Tony, Because of the Chatzoyim, the Verhakov, the Sefer D'Ktonia, the Vishtar, the Chatzoyim, Rebbe, the Loi Rabbo. So my answer is Rabash, and the Yisrael Mor said, yeah, Reish Rebbe, Reish Rabbonon, Reish Kolam, and Sefer Rebbe. Rabash, Yoma, Rebbe, he, Rebbe, Yomu, the Kula, this Lebe, Tavai, Kona, Rabbon, and if you delay Baal, Mashtar, the Loi Akes, Vomas Nisim, Miu, Iu, Omro, the Maisa, Rebbe, said this Barais. Gesine von Nosso la Liebe de Tanoi. Zitze gemorre weiter, Bishloime le Rabbe, Korita Rabbe. No. Was heißt, oh ja. Alle Mas Niesen, Diktoni, Mische, Chetsche, Jebe, de Chetsche, Ben Chayram. Now we're going to go to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is speaking about an Ebed, that's Chetsche, Jebe, de Chetsche, Ben Chayram. So the Gemara says, "Bishloime le'rabe mukilo bekesef v'divrei hakel." So the Mishnah is speaking about that bekesef v'divrei hakel. The Mishnah is going according to all Tanoi. Bekesef, everyone holds that you can be paid the chetshe. According to Rabbe, we have no problems in the Mishnah. The Mishnah can be speaking about. Going, that she was nifta, she was paid the half of herself, the kesef. El Rabbi Yosef, according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef said, there's a machlekes min hakotze al hakotze. Rabbi holds, and you can be mishachar chetzim, bein bekesef, bein bishtar. Chomim hold, you can never be mishachar chetzim. Leim a rebbe, he will lay rabbona, that's a psa shtikul doichik. That's not mishnah. She'll be going only according to Rabbi. The Mishnah is not speaking about that the Eved was, there's one Adoin and there was a Shichur al Chetzio. Now speaking about there were two Adoinim and one Adoin was Meshach. Let us see Rashi. So according to Mukilot, the Mashkach is Chetzio and Chetzio ben Chayim, Bekesev, Divrei Hakel. But according to Rabbi Yosef, what are we going to do with the Mishnah? Be'evet shel shnei shutvim, the kivin, the einloi boy elo chetshe. Since he only possesses chetshe, afilo rabbonon meide de kone. Ki shichrei lepalgei. So if you are meshacha palgei, afilo rabbonon, that's good. Do lo shaya midi. He didn't leave over anything. So when an Odin who only possesses her is Meshacher his her, so this is mamish like the Gerish and Avisha, that whatever he possesses, he's being Meshacher. If he possesses her, so he's Meshacher her, so that's no problem. But he's not being mishach at anything. He's whatever he possesses, he's being mishach. Now dachsachmir, what was neschadish on daf mem beis on medalef, and the gemara on daf mem aleph on medalef had it didn't wasn't noches to this. The moist akasha according to Rav Yosef, what's pshat in the Mishnah? So the gemachin held there's no difference between achatzi shicha to kesef to shtar to adaynim. The gemara is meteretz on a ravine. Ravine said no, there's a difference. Evet Shoshnei Shutim is different than a Chatzi Shichel. That's what, so what was the Shakl of Italia? So that's the Chmir, Rashi and Daf Memalef Amad Bey said, Ma Isha Lechetzi Oloi, Ein Isha Miskareshes Mi Bailo Lechatzoi. So that's the Mirashi learned it's the din miskareshes aloshon is spoiled. It's a din, a isha can't be a half an ashes ish. Not it's a chasorin in his meiser. It's a chasorin, there's no such thing as a half of ashes ish. Ein isha miskareshes mi bailo lochatsoyim. So there can't be a half of an ashes ish, there can't be a half a shivcha. So it's so chilik how this half comes about. If there's two shutvim, if it's a din and isha misgareshes lachatzoyim and shivcha mishtachareres lachatzoyim. Ravina was machadish and should if you learned wrong, pshat nisha. Pshat is that you know why you can't be megaresh efisha because there's a shir yet, because he's still, there's a gereshin and there's a shir. She's still his wife also. That's the problem. But if he only had half and he was mishachareh, that's no problem. Kishiri lepaget ahay loy shaya midi. He wasn't misha anything. Vavi kisha. That's Rabbi Shakisha. Denav kimino legamri. Let us see Toisvitz. Zog Toisvitz be'evet shal shnei shutfem v'divrei akil. Ve'im taima frek Toisvitz v'hole Rabbi Eleza de bepeire kachayvu. Eine yochel l'shachar chelkoi כמוי שאין יויצי בשם ועין דבינן עבדה המיוחד לו ומוקי הוסם הליבי הודום המימה איש ואישה שמוכו בנכסי מלוק לאי אוסו ולאי כלום וכמה הוסם חצי עבד וחצי בן חוירן וכן עבד של שני שותפים אין יויצים בראשי עבר. Now let us explain what Jesus is asking. Number one, the Marsha says here, what really bothered Toisvis, Be'evet shel shnei shutvim v'divrei ha'koil. Now this word ha'koil is a mouthful. So the Gemara is saying now that everyone, ha'koil is very inclusive, everyone holds that an Eved shel shnei shutvim, one of the shutvim can be mishach. That's what it says in Agma. Divrei hakol, sadavo muskim mikola tanoi. Fine. Now let us go a little bit to Baba Kama. Rabbi Lezer and Achayvel says, an eved. Let's speak about an eved shel shnei shutvim is not yoytze b'shein v'ayin. That means if one of the shutvim was mapo shinoi, she doesn't go out l'cheres, and he's garnished. It's garnished. Not that he's a chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chayim. He's a kuli eved. There's no hitzah of shein v'ayin. Now, the reason why Rabbi Eleza says this, because here's a drosha, avdoi hamiyuchid loy. It has to be completely hit. The yitzia of shein v'ayin, which is a shichol, I can only be mishacha if it's miyuchid loy. If there's another person involved in the bailus of this eved, I can't be mishacha. Now, from this, Rabbi Lezer, Ameima derived another aloche. Ameima derived aloche if you have an eved of Nichsei Meluk,
So, and the Ish and Ishavan is sell this Eved, so the Peiris belong to the Ish, the Eved belongs to the Isha. Now they want to sell this Eved to someone else. They both sell whatever they have. So Abayim says the Mekach is Nechal. Because Bailas, you need complete Bailas. Miyuchad Loi. Partial Bailas is Gonish. Gonish mit Gonish equals Gonish. She is a partial Bailas. He is a partial Bailas. So now the Gemara is building from the Shichel of Shein Va'ayim, which in Yesod is a shichel, through a Polish, but it's a shichel. You can't be mishachel an Eved if you only have a partial bailus in the Eved. So Amayim says you can't sell an Eved if you have a partial bailus in an Eved. And Taisma says you can't write a star shichel to an Eved, which will be the same thing if you only have a partial bailus. So Kinyan and shichel are dependent in complete bailus. And the Gemara says over there, let's see what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, an Eved shall shnei shutfim will not go out b'shem v'ayin according to Rabbi Lezer. So what does it say? That shichu cannot be chal if there's partial bailus. So Taisa says, so what'll be if one of the bailus will write a star shichu? It also won't help. So Toysus got stuck with one word. You said the Eved shall shnei shutrim v'divrei hakoil. Everyone will be moide that one shutav can be mishach es chelik. And shudik, there's a Rabbi Lezer in Babikame that says you cannot be mishach if you only possess partial Bibles. That Toysus kasha. So that's what the Marsha says. The word hakoil bothered Toysus tremendously. Yeah. It means the Maharsha says Taisus did not have problems with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is not going according to Rabbi Lezer. I mean, the Mishnah is no problem. Although the Gemara says, Divrei HaKol, this bothered Taisus. V'yeshleima. So Taisus says, I have news for you. You're learning Krumshah from that Gemara. Pashal Bailus is not the way you understand. The Shutvim Dohoso. Now what the Gemara says, Eved Shel Shnei Shutvim, Pashal Bailus means, Hainu lezeh guf or lezeh peiris. That one shutav is a kinyan aguf, one shutav is a kinyan peiris. Kamoi, you know what case? Moicha avde la'acha, someone sold his eved to someone else, uposak ima manashi im sham shenu lamid yoy. That he should be mishamish, I think, the moicha for 30 days. So the moicha has now a kinyan peiris. The koine is a kinyan aguf. So there it's partial bailus. We are separating guf from peiris. Avedum yedish v'isha. The Gemara there speaks about, Amemo is speaking about an ish v'isha that sold an eved. It's also the same thing. The isha is the peiris and the isha has the guf. Avok sheyesh loy guf u peiris. But what is if The you have two shutvim, and each shutif possesses guf and peiris, yochel shachar chetshei. Period. So, Mamela, you had a misconception what partial bailus means. Partial bailus does not mean that the whole eved has to belong to you. Partial bailus means that we splitted the guf, the kinyan aguf from the kinyan peiris. So Mamela, that's called partial bailus. This felt it's not miyuchid. Each one doesn't have anything concrete. He has peiris, he has guf. But if each one has guf and peiris, that's no problem whatsoever. Avuk sheyesh lo guf and peiris, shechel shachar chetshei. So Mamela, so our Gemara is meyudik. Bevet shel shnei shutvim, that each shutv has kinyan aguf and kinyan peiris in his half, so no problem whatsoever. Oh, the Kama Hosom Chetshei Eved v'Chetshei Ben Choyre. Oh, but Taisa says, the Gemara says over there, Chetshei Eved v'Chetshei Ben Choyre. So there it says that the Ben Choyre, the Chetshei Eved cannot become Nishtacha. Cannot become Nishtacha. Now, Chetzei Eved v'chetzei ben choyrim, I mean, Shnei Shutvim, you can tell me Deitler, Shnei Shutvim means, he had a kinyan peiris, he had a kinyan, fine, I'll buy it.
But Chetzi Eved V'Chetzi Ben Choyim, know what that means? That the Eved has a Kinyan Aguf in his head, and a Kinyan Peiris in his head, and the Odin is a Kinyan Peiris and a Kinyan Aguf. So Memele, so over there, so there it's Taki, a normal Shutfim. A normal Shutfim be Guf of a Peiris. And the Gemara says over there, according to Rabbalah, there's not yet to be shamed by. So you see, your whole Teretz is wrong. So Taisus says, no. Hainu le Mishnah Achayne. That's going. Mishnah Achayne, that means, if Chosu Beisul Hoyos Kedibu Beishamah, Koyfen Esa Odin L'Shachay, so Memele, so the Odin doesn't also have a Kinyan Peiris anymore. You can't work with the Evet, Koyfen Esa Odin L'Shachay. So Memele is a Kinyan Aguf, he is a Kinyan Issa, whatever he is. So let's say he is a Kinyan Issa for all practical purposes. So Memele is over there, over there, right there, so it's not, there's felt in Evadam Yuchidla. V'im Toyma, v'amei megufa isle le'el l'chad lishne, demavke avdai yesh le'i takome b'shtab. It's a meima, said, there's two l'sheinus in a meima. One lost of a meima was a mavke avdai, the Yoshim can't be mishachar. But this lashon also, but the Odin itself could be mishach. Now, what does the Odin have over here? The Odin only has a kinyan isel, so it's weiter not miyuched loy. The shloima, the shtar vaday mafkia he isa kedamrin elael, ma'isha isura v'loy mamoina. So Taisus wants to say that shtar is icher mafkia de isa. Now, we had mentioned before, and I saw in the Torah Shmuel, he wants to say this on this Taisus also. He had mentioned from Rabbaram, we had a Taisus of Ramatesum at base, that from Taisus it would seem over there, there's two shtaris. Two shtar is icher. There's one shtar shicher chupsha loinitin lo, which is a shtar shicher that works on the momentous of the Ebed. It's dumye the hefto loy nivdaso chupsho loy nitin lo, just like hefto loy nivdaso works on the momentous, so chupsho loy nitin lo works on the momentous. So there's a shtar that works with the works completely at the moment on the isa. And then there's another shtar by mafkir avda ein leitakon ela b'shtar. There's a shtar that only works on isa, and that basis as we learn at lo lo misha. So there's two shtaris by shtar shir. So there's a shtar that's meyuchid le'isa. There's a shtar that works on moment and isa. So that's what Taisus is saying like this. That means the chiddush of Rab Shimon, that you need eved hameyuchid loy, that's speaking about if the shtar is working on moment also. The shtar is working on moment also, in the moment that he has over there is not miyuchad loy, that means he has goof and not peiris. So he has goof and not peiris, so memele, so there, and the shtar has to work in moment is, so if it's not miyuchad loy, the moment is, so it doesn't work at all. But if there's no momentous whatsoever, that's a mafkir avdoi tzorich get shichalei tameima, then there's another shtar. That's a dumye, that is not dumye, the shem v'ayin. Shem v'ayin is a yitzian moment. Shem v'ayin is a yitzian moment. Fakerta ma'ashoz mo'ire, Rabbelezer got holds further, that a yitzi b'shem v'ayin needs a shtar shichal. So you see, fakir, that the shame va'ayin, the shikh of shame va'ayin, a shikh in dine momenis. In dine momenis, that Rab Shimon says, you need an eved hamiyuchad loy. Ma she'ein kei, if the shtar only works on Israel, then there's no problem whatsoever. Now, I just have one ha'orah, and we'll remain with this ha'orah, that Taisus Estakashe, the Gemara says in Babakame that Achatzi Eved Bachatzi Ben Chayren, according to Rabbi Elazar, you cannot write a Shtar Shichel. So Taisus asked, if it's not Miyuchad Loi, so Taisus had a problem, it is Miyuchad Loi. It is Miyuchad It is miyuchetais this to the ordinance of Kinyan Naguf and the Kinyan Peiris. So what does Taisvis answer? So Taisvis answers that it's speaking about the Mishnah Achrayne. So okay, what you have to say is so according to the Mishnah Achrayne, he doesn't have Peiris anymore. But you have to say he has Guf. A Kinyan Naguf he has. Because he wouldn't have a Kinyan Naguf either, only a Kinyan is... Then there's vital no problem, according to Rabbi Loza. So it's speaking, but that's how Tosfos understood. Tosfos understood that according to the Mishnah Achrayne, he can't work with him anymore. So Memele, the Kinyan Peiris, he lost. A Kinyan Aguf, he still has. So according, that's what the Gemara says in Baba Kama, that according to Rabbi Loza, Achatzi Evid, Achatzi Ben Choyren, according to the Mishnah Achrayne, he will not be able to be Mishachel, because it's not the Kinyan moment that he has is not miyuchad life.